you would like to support Kids Pod to allow us to make even more episodes, you can make a one-off donation for as low as $5 at ko-fi.com/kidspod. That's ko-fi.com/kidspod. There's no obligation, and Kids Pod will continue to remain free for all. But we want to keep Kids Pod going strong well into the future, so we really appreciate any support you can give. From all of us at Kids Pod, thank you.
Hey Kids Pod listeners, this is Amy Chan, creator of Kids Pod. This is a special Kids Pod Rewind episode where we listen to a past interview from the Kids Pod archives. I hope you enjoy.
Kids Pod.
Welcome to Kids Pod, a podcast where kids get to ask adults the questions they really want to know. Nothing is too rude to ask. You send in those questions and our adults will give kids the answers they want to hear. Dr. Karen Chin is an associate professor and a paleontologist. That means she is an expert on dinosaurs and fossils. Karen is joining us from Boulder, Colorado today to answer all your dinosaur questions.
Hi, my name is Karen Chin. I'm a paleontologist from Colorado in the United States, and I do study dinosaurs, but I don't usually study the bones of dinosaurs. What I usually study are their fossilized dung, their fossilized poop. And a lot of people are surprised. I was when I first learned about it that poop can actually fossilize, but it can tell you some very interesting things about what the dinosaurs ate and who they lived with. I love dinosaur bones, but I like to learn more about how dinosaurs interacted with other animals and plants that they lived with. So with that said, I'd love to answer your questions on whatever you'd like to ask.
Wow! Hi, my name's Oliver. Do you work in a museum?
Yes, Oliver, I do work in a museum. I work at the University of Colorado Museum of Natural History, and this museum is affiliated with the University of Colorado that's in the United States.
Mom, what's your best fossil you found?
It's difficult to say the best fossil I've ever found. I've found a lot of really cool fossils. But I'd have to probably say the best fossils that I have found are some very interesting specimens of fossilized dinosaur dung. Yes, that is dinosaur feces, or dinosaur poop, however you want to call it. But I have found some really cool specimens, and that is what I like to study.
What's your biggest bone that you ever found?
I have worked on a lot of dinosaur digs. Usually we work in teams, so sometimes I work on bones that other people have found, but I'd say I've worked on some pretty big bones that can range to over a meter in length. Leg bones of duckbill dinosaurs have been some big ones that I've worked on.
Hi, I know. Audie, how many dinosaurs have you found?
Hello, Artie. That's a good question, but it's difficult to answer because I found lots of dinosaur bones, But I don't know how many different dinosaur bones those bones represented. If I had to guess, I'd probably say I found between 50 and 100 dinosaur bones or teeth.
And how many dinosaur bones do you got?
Well, Artie, dinosaur bones should be kept in museums where they can be safe. Our museum specializes in studying fossil mammals. We collect some dinosaurs, but not that many. So I think that we probably have less than 100 dinosaur bones in our collection. But I can also tell you we probably have more than 2,000 dinosaur tracks or fossil footprints.
Have you found T-Rex bone?
I have helped dig up a big T-Rex, and that was pretty exciting. I did not find the skeleton myself, but I did help dig it up. It was big.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
You guys ask such difficult questions. I like lots of different dinosaurs, but if you make me pick one, I would probably have to choose a dinosaur called Myasora. And that is a duckbill dinosaur. It's a plant-eating dinosaur. And the reason I like that dinosaur is because a lot of my research work has been on the fossilized dung that Myasora left behind. So I like to study Myasora and think about all of the how it affected the environment that it lived in. And it can you can have dinosaurs affecting the environments they live in when they produce dung.
I'm Ethan and I'm 4 and a half. What dinosaur is the biggest dinosaur on Australia?
Australia had some really big dinosaurs called titanosaurs. They were kinds of dinosaurs that we call sauropods, and they had long necks, and they could be quite big. I don't know how big the dinosaurs, the titanosaurs in Australia got, but there was another titanosaur called Argentinosaurus that was probably one of the biggest dinosaurs in the world, and it was a titanosaur too. It was probably over 33 meters long and weighed over 90 kilograms.
This is a special note to say that after recording, Dr. Chin realized she should have said Argentinosaurus probably weighed between 45,000 and 90,000 kilograms. That's much heavier than she originally said. Dr. Chin apologizes, as even adults can make mistakes.
Which dinosaur is the scariest?
Lots of dinosaurs would have been scary, especially the meat eaters. And I'd say that T-Rex was probably one of the scariest dinosaurs that probably ever lived because it was so big, had such huge teeth, and could probably cover a lot of ground quickly. I don't know if you could run away from a T-Rex, but I think some of the smaller meat-eating dinosaurs would have been scary too because they probably did hunt in packs. In other words, many of them were hunting together. So even though they were smaller, it might have been more difficult to get away from them. There were just probably lots of carnivorous dinosaurs that would have been. I wouldn't have wanted to have been hunted by them.
Hi, my name is Harry and I am 10 years old. And my question is, what would you do if Jurassic World was real?
Well, Harry, I would love to see what the ancient dinosaurs look like. So I think I would love to go to the park. On the other hand, I would want to make sure that the people who ran the park had really good security mechanisms in place, really good bars or electric fences or something that so those dinosaurs couldn't escape.
If you could bring one dinosaur back to life, which one would you choose?
I don't think I'd want to bring a big meat-eating dinosaur back to life because it would be kind of scary. But I would love to see one of the big sauropods, like one of the big titanosaurs like you have in Australia, because they were so different than any other animals that live today. And I'd love to see what they ate and how they lived and how they behaved.
Have you found any skeletons of a caveman?
And no, Harry, I have never found any skeletons of a caveman. And that is because I work in rock that is more than 66 million years old. And humans and human relatives are much, much younger. Even cavemen that were not exactly humans. They only go back to about 4 million years. But a human, an actual human being that is related to us, probably it goes back only about 300,000 years ago. So the rocks that I work in are much too old for us to ever find any cavemen in them.
Hello, I'm Sabine. Have you ever met Andy on the TV?
Sabine, I have never met Andy. But if you have seen the program Dinosaur Train, I have met Dr. Scott. In fact, I've been out on digs with Dr. Scott. So although I've never met Andy, I do know Dr. Scott from Dinosaur Train.
Pod was created by Amy Chan, intro by Nikki Strauss, cover art by Glenn Strauss. Special thanks to Dr. Karen Chin, Oliver, Artie, Ethan, Harry, and Sabine. Send us your questions for future episodes, contact us at amychan.com. We also ask that you please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of Kids Pod. And to help other people to find us and spread the word, we would love it if you would give Kids Pod a 5-star rating and share our link with your friends. This is Christina Uccino. Thanks for listening.